This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, today we have an interesting show for you. Today we have a show that's going to connect with your heart. It's going to connect with your mind. It's going to connect with probably some memories of your childhood. It's going to connect with life and the way that we see things. It's going to connect with, well, it's going to talk about respect. We're going to be talking about kindness, connecting with other people, connecting with animals, connecting with our earth. And you know, I find that a lot of times in life, you know, being able to read a compelling book that connects with your heart and soul is amazing. And I've also found that a lot of times we as adults have a tendency of reading books that, well, you know, some of them connect with us, some of them don't really add to our quality of life. And some of the books that I have really connected with more so throughout my whole life, if I really examine it quite honestly, are books that are more even conceptually considered young adult books. And I find that interesting because I feel that, you know, when I look back at the books that I've read and the ones that really touched me, I find that there is no age limit. There is no age advisory. And, you know, that's why I think today's show is really going to connect with you because, you know, when we look at why we're here and we look at, you know, personal growth and we look at mutual respect and we think about kindness and we think about the importance of doing what's right and not the importance of doing what's right just because of the fact that, well, if we don't, we're going to get hurt. If we don't, we're going to have, you know, all kinds of problems that are going to come our way and we're going to be overwhelmed with that. It's more about doing it because we realize that's what we truly are. That is our identity. That is who we are, and that is what we do. And I think that when we get closer and closer to our authentic identity of who we are, we choose to do the highest good all the time, choose to do the highest good when all concerned. But there's sometimes where we make not so good choices. There's sometimes where we make choices that we look back at and we wish we hadn't. Maybe anger got in the way. Maybe resentment got in the way. Maybe our ego got in the way. Whatever it was, we made a choice and we paid for it. We paid for that choice. And it was painful. And it was overwhelming. But somehow or not, getting back on path, doing the right thing, refocusing our life, jumping through a few hoops, or personal hoops and other hoops that we had to deal with, we actually came out ahead and we learned from that. And that's what's so powerful. And so joining me today, first of all, later on in the hour, we got Dan Nelson. Dan is our resident genealogist, our resident historian, Dan Nelson. And he's got a really great story for us today that goes along with what we're talking about. But in the meantime, I have a guest that's coming here live. Dr. Anthony Manna is an award-winning children's author. He's a retired professor of children's and adult literature. He's really just one of the pioneers of literacy education and drama from Kent State University. And his amazing experiences, his passion as award-winning educator for 50 years has inspired kids and teens around the world to be more confident, to be more skilled, and to be happily more motivated. He's taught in schools and universities around the world, in Turkey and Greece and Albania, as well as the United States. And it's really interesting because we're going to talk with him today about his newest release book, Lucas and the Game of Chance. And it's really awesome because it's kind of a reimagined Greek folklore and Greek folktale that illuminated with, it's a powerful tale of destiny. It's a powerful tale of doing the right thing. And it's a powerful tale of making mistakes and still coming out somewhat ahead. And this is going to be really powerful today, so I hope everybody's checking out the show. We're going to have a great show today. Dr. Manna, Anthony, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, actually. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to this. Thank you.
I'm just glad to have you on, and we've had some conversations, and you and I really are connected in our thoughts and concepts about life. And, you know, it was interesting. I read the whole book, so I actually finished the book last night. And first off, you know, when I think about this book, what guided you to create the character of Lucas? What was that about? Tell me a little bit more about that backstory.
Well, Lucas, I wanted a character, a young character. He starts off as a young character who has is in a very poor family on an island in the Aegean Sea. They're fisher folk, and I wanted to find out about him. I wanted him to lead me into his life and to show me the way to what he is going to do to try to make a better life for his family, for himself. And it just happens, because of destiny, to come upon this magical snake. And it so happens that Lucas is a flute player, learned that skill from his father and mother, and he's quite a master at it. And the snake comes to the seawall, and the snake loves Lucas's music, dances to it each time, and every single time he leaves behind not one, not two, but three gold coins. And of course the family becomes quite wealthy because Lucas plays for this character a lot. Lucas grows up for me. He grew up for me, and he becomes a young adult, and has a family, and makes a terrible mistake, a game of chance, and makes a terrible mistake, and because of greed or pride or whatever got into his head, I don't know. I watched him, and I thought, Lucas, you're headed for a bad, bad place. And he loses everything, and at that point takes off, because he knows from legends on the island that you can find destiny, and you can beg destiny. I made destiny a female character. You can make destiny, you can ask destiny to pardon you, and help you retrieve your ruined life. And so Lucas was for me a kind of metaphor for any of us who in our lifetime make mistakes, fail, and experience tough times, and then just either have to beg for it or look for it, or go down deep inside ourselves to find the courage that we need. I mean, he screams out on the path when he loses everything. He screams out on the path before God, the saints, and the sacred spirits that rule the earth. I vow to free my family from the curse my madness has inflicted on us all. And at that point, he resolves to take off and see if he can bathe destiny, her son the sun, and her daughter Luna the moon, to pardon him and help him bring back his life, his wealth, his life, his family, everything that he's lost. He's bereft. Will he make it? Will they grant him to reverse his misfortune and restore his honor and win back all that he loves and treasures? Well, that's what you find out when you read the book.
You know, Anthony, I think it's interesting. I think that, you know, obviously to make mistakes is human. To let ego or greed or pride or resentment or anger get in the way of our clarity, unfortunately, is human. And I find it interesting how, you know, the character Lucas has that happen, you know, in a split second, basically, his entire life changes. And this definitely really replicates itself from the human condition.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when people say to me at my age, they say, you know, one step, and you are going to be sorry, you know, and I'm thinking, that's the way life is, you know. I mean, sometimes we just don't know. We don't see it coming. Now, the thing is, when he was at that card game, the merchant who started the card game was also a person who had been maligning Lucas and telling people lies about his character. And so there was also that wrapped up. Is very important because, I mean, one of the things that I talk to kids about that when they ask me about where that merchant came from, I tell them, well, there are people who live badly and disruption and deception and even hatred. Now, what are we going to do about that? What did Lucas do? You know, and then they work with me on that. The kids want to talk to me about that. You know, what choices we make when we're in a tight situation and they know that because they're you know, in the days when they were still playing with other kids, you know, they knew that there were bullies and that there were people they wanted to stay away from, and sometimes they didn't.
That's so true, and, you know, things can get the best of us, and yes, especially in that situation, trying to prove value, I find that many of us get into a problem, whether it's buying things to prove our value, or it's showing off, or it's trying to prove whatever, because we haven't, you know, we haven't really found that within, we haven't tackled those issues within, and we let some of the outside world dictate that, and then we find ourselves over-explaining or fighting and ending up in a situation like that.
Absolutely. We take off in those directions, you know, and I just think that it's a matter of waking up to where we are, you know, and it's sometimes it's very difficult.
You know, I'm asking you too, what, you know, when you think about that, I mean, as an adult, I would consider myself a young adult, I think young at heart, you know what I'm saying? As kids, though, in kind of the teenagers, what do you hope that they gain out of reading this book and out of Lucas's story?
Well, you know, I think, you know what I'll do? I'll zero in right there to Lucas's relationship with Snake, with Lambros. And I like stopping when I'm talking to teens, tweens, whatever, whoever, and say, let's look at that relationship. And we immediately look at the trust and the loyalty and the commitment. It's heartwarming. It's very heartwarming. It moves me that Lambros is so thankful for, you know, this mysterious magical snake, is so thankful for this music, and that the fact that music is the bridge, that an art is the bridge and the pleasure in this relationship. So there's one aspect of that. The other is, may we survive, you know, when we make mistakes, when we get into tough times, can we find the courage and the stamina to wake up, shake ourselves a little bit, and say, you know, how are we going to proceed? And this is the theme that when I go to middle schools or, you know, even higher and sometimes even lower, into the lower grades, this is the theme that we like to explore together. You know, what went on in Lucas's psyche? What went on in his life, materialistically, spiritually, et cetera, that drove him to where he was? And what do we do to, you know, to make harmony in our life?
That's powerful. That's powerful. And you know, Dr. Anthony, we're going to talk more about this because I do like the concept of the art as the bridge, bridging that connection. I really like also about when we do make mistakes and we do find ourselves in a tumultuous situation, to be able to find the courage and stamina to proceed. And I think that's one of the things that why what he just said is key, because I think that many of us have found ourselves in situations. Many of us are needing that courage. We're needing that motivation. We're needing that discipline to focus and to refocus our life. When we return, we'll be talking more about navigating the challenges, you know, just from the pandemic alone. We got a lot of things to talk about that. And I'm sure that Dr. Manna can help us understand that as well. But I think that for all you listeners out there, it's like if you're in a situation, it's about finding that courage. It's about finding the stamina and the motivation to continue. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And we're going to figure out how to do that later on the hour. Dan Nelson will be joining us. Can't wait for that as well. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about Lucas and the Game of Chance, how this connects with your life, things that you can take away from this, and then also how to find the book and how to also get a copy of the book for yourself. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in Two Shades.
We are all striving to live our true life.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me here live is Anthony Mana. Dr. Mana has written the latest book, Lucas and the Game of Chance. And Dr. Mana, you know, right before the break, we were talking about the concept of when we make mistakes, we have to find the courage and stamina to proceed. And I think that is so important. How do you feel, because I like the fact of the book where we're actually creating our own destiny. We're not waiting for destiny to decide where we're going to go or what we're going to do. I like how, you know, Lucas goes out and finds destiny, which is we need to create our own reality. But how do we find the courage? How do we muster the stamina to overcome a mistake that we've made?
Well, I mean, there are so many ways of doing this. I mean, some of your listeners would probably say, the first thing we do is pray, you know, and we pray for guidance, you know. And I mean, and I'm maybe not considering myself a very religious person, but I'm considering myself a spiritual person, and therefore what I will do is I will go into a state of meditation, a state of quietude, and look for ways for me to face head on, you know, what is the problem? You know, where do I stand? You know, what can lead me to some kind of illumination? And as I say, you know, my sister goes to a Catholic Mass every single day of her life because that's where she receives the direction she needs. Someone else goes to the synagogue. Someone else goes to a Buddhist meeting, a sangha, you know. And so I think we find ways, if we're open enough, rather than running away. If there's anything I've learned in my old age is don't run away. You know, whatever is there, face it full-fledged on and give it your all and take a look at it and say, you know, I remember once a therapist said to me, just simply say, I'm really feeling fearful about standing up in that classroom in that university right now. I don't want to do it. I'm very afraid of it. You know, and it was like, wow, thank you. You know, and I mean, it sounds so simple when I'm talking about it, but I mean, to me, it was like such an illumination that I didn't have to go and drink a glass of wine or, you know, whatever it was. I could just stay right there and say, this is what's going on in my life and how am I going to deal with it?
I agree with you. You're right. And sometimes it can be so simple. I think the simplest things are obviously the most profound. But, you know, you're right. What about the children now? You know, we have a few minutes, but what about the children now with the pandemic? I think that, you know, not being able to go to school and being stuck at home and being online educated and the fear of not seeing your friends again and, you know, kind of being isolated. You know, how are some ways that they can begin to navigate that with obviously courage, but I think also one of it's mindfulness, like trying to focus on the here and now, not focusing on how far down the road it's going to be.
Exactly. And I think, well, I mean, obviously, because I'm a literature person, the first thing I'm going to do with kids is, and with parents, I'm going to say, look, let's look for some books. And, wow, you know, if you go to Amazon.com and start looking around for COVID-19 books for kids and teens, you will find a wealth. And you will find... And also you'll be able to distinguish between those that are really good and those that are mediocre. And, you know, and you can just read the reviews. But, I mean, I found one, COVID-19 for Kids, Understanding the Coronavirus and How to Stay Healthy by Catherine Chuang. And, you know, I want to start there with the facts. I want kids to sit down with me. I've been talking to a lot of teachers. I'm in a book club with teachers, and I keep asking them, well, what are you doing? You know, how are you dealing with this? Because some of them are going back to very restrictive school situations, and they said, we've got to talk about it. We need to get these kids to know what is COVID-19, well, and is there any, you know, possibility?
That's great. That's great. Dr. Mann, we'll be back. We'll be talking more about that, some resources we can use and some options we have and how to get the word out. Good information. So stay tuned. We got a great show still left for y'all. Tidbits of information and nuggets of wisdom. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As civil unrest and protests continue around the country, Portland continues to be the epicenter as protests there have led to federal charges against over 75 individuals. Many have been charged with failing to obey lawful orders or assaulting federal officers. Four of those face arson or attempted arson charges. Black Lives Matter protests against excessive police force and racism have taken place in Portland for over 90 straight days. The feds said that on many nights after peaceful demonstrations end, public and private buildings have been the targets of vandalism and destruction, making it harder for local businesses to stay afloat. Portland U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said, while the FBI supports and safeguards constitutionally protected activity and civil rights, there is zero permit for assault, arson, or property damage, and these are not victimless crimes. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Welcome back, guys. Good to have you here on the show. And joining me live, Anthony Manna. Dr. Manna has written his latest book, Lucas and the Game of Chance. Later on, Dan Nelson will join us here later on in this segment, our resident genealogist and historian, to give us some really cool history lessons and how it connects with what we're talking about in today's show. But, you know, Dr. Manna, so, you know, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, kids facing COVID and dealing with COVID and how to really deal with these changes and challenges. You know, what are some other ideas that you had? Because I know that, you know, there's a lot of folks that are listening to the show, you know, whether you're listening on 1160 or you're listening on another station on the USA Radio Networks. You know, I think that a lot of us are, you know, it's unprecedented. We don't know exactly what to tell our kids or what to do. What is some advice that you have?
Well, I think, you know, if we could step back a little bit, we have to realize that the pandemic has curtailed many kids' access to books. And another aspect of books that they love so much is author visits. This is, you know, when an author like myself will go into a school and direct a program, present a program, and, you know, meet with kids and talk about the book and talk about, you know, their life as a writer. And so I think that we need to, you know, alert ourselves, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, you know, that parents are looking everywhere right now for, you know, ways to, you know, keep kids occupied, but in a very, you know, in a good way in terms of their own growth in learning. But I would suggest that, you know, for resources, for e-books and virtual author visits and a lot of activities for learning and enjoyment, that they go, well, first of all, start off at my website, which is www.anthonymannabooks.com, and that's M-A-N-N-A, and you'll find games and activities, and especially for Lucas and the Game of Chance, there's a whole section on my website, which is a pre-reading, post-reading, and looking at the, you know, theme, et cetera, you know, so there's a lot of information there, and, you know, the website also offers children and tweens and teens materials on books of all kinds, picture books, fantasy, adventure, realistic fiction, and it just goes on, you know. So I think that you'll, and there are also author interviews. Some of the favorite children's authors and young adult authors writing right now I've been interviewing them, and it's on the website. But also, I would urge parents to go to some of the major publishing companies like Simon & Schuster and Macmillan. Those two, and all of them, they all have online learning programs, you know, that I would suggest. But I think also knowing that I was totally amazed when I started doing research into coronavirus or COVID-19 books for kids and teens. And speaking of teens, one that I became fascinated by is called Quarantine, mm-hmm. Our New Normal. 9 teenagers share their experience of worldwide pandemic. It is a fascinating study, because what it does is it gets teens to talk about what they are fearing, what they are afraid of, you know, what they're looking forward to, you know, how they are conducting themselves as they navigate through this very scary time. You know, so then, another thing that I would recommend, because, you know, as a writer, when I go into schools and I give kids prompts to write, it's very encouraging to see their writing. It's sometimes hysterical, it's sometimes very moving, very sad, but they like to write. And so I would suggest that we talk to them about their feelings, what they're missing, what they're hoping for. And the guide, I have two guides here that I would recommend. One is called Rip the Page, Adventures in Creative Writing, and it's by Karen Benke, that's B-E-N-K-E. And then the one that, no, I believe that one is for ages 7 and up. And then for the older kids, she has a book called Leap Right In, and that's W-R-I-T-E, Leap Right In, Adventures in Creative Writing. And what's so good about those books is, first of all, they look good. They're really visually, I mean, stunning. I mean, they're just so upbeat. And her attitude is, I'm going to leave you a lot of blank pages, but I'm going to give you prompts. And so when I was working through it, I thought, oh, I want to do that one, you know, like about relationships or about, you know, what our fears are or, you know, and she comes at it in a very, very unique way. So those are some resources that I would highly recommend, because I think, you know, you can provide children and teens and tweens a lot of comfort by writing and reading.
That's so true. And one thing I want to tackle before Dan comes on is I want to bring up the fact that the love of the bond between Lucas and the snake in the book, and how I feel like it really connected with the love and the kindness to animals and to our environment. Do you, in your stories, do you weave that in as well in most stories, or is this specific about the animal respect in the story?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that I learned when I was in Greece and I was doing research into Greek tales and Greek fairy tales and folk tales is that, yes, animals appear quite frequently, and they are treated very kindly. you know, and it's such a nice place to be for me, because if I'm going to take a story like, let's say, the snake tree, which is the story, the folk tale that I read that led me to Lucas in the Game of Chance. By that I mean I reimagined that story. I added characters, I added plot, I added conflict, etc. But there was that snake tree, and there was that snake, and that snake is very, in that story, that snake is very benign, and, you know, very, giving, very altruistic. When I was looking for snakes to be with Lucas, I wanted to find one that is non-venomous. And so I researched, and there I found on Aegean Islands, there is that snake that is, you know, non-venomous, and that people look at as a good luck charm almost, that comes into their home and into the village. And I thought, ooh, that's the one I want, you know. I you know, was able to introduce that into the narrative in a very natural way, because Lucas and his friends would look for those kinds of snakes in the hills when they would go out walking or playing or whatever they were doing.
That's really awesome. That's awesome. And Dr. Manning, we're going to talk more about this. And just in a minute, I want to talk with you about your golden nuggets of wisdom. But right now, let's move over to Dan Nelson. He is our resident historian, our resident genealogist. He exposes historical information. And today what's really great is he's connecting directly with Dr. Manning in the fact that we're talking about not giving up, having the courage to continue no matter what. In this situation, we're talking about the courage to, you know, create one's own destiny. And Dan's historical information that he's going to provide for us today, it's a little different, but it's also about not giving up. Dan Nelson, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ashley. Hoping this is our last 100-plus degree weekend.
Me too. It is really hot. It is blazing outside. It is blazing, but let's see what happens. They said it's supposed to get better here in just a few days, but we'll find out, I'm sure.
Yeah. So our story today is exactly as you said, about not giving up. The story about a son and a father, and the son's name is Billy Rowlett. His dad was Daniel Rowlett. And just for those of you that have connections in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Rowlett Creek, and subsequently the city of Rowlett, was named for his great uncle Daniel Owen Rowlett. So this story about how the Civil War impacted their family. So Daniel marries a gal named Margaret, and they end up having Billy as their son, and they're just hanging out farming in Oregon County, Missouri, which is on the western side of Missouri near the Kansas border along the Missouri River. Well, Civil War breaks out. And Missouri was a state that was painfully torn between South and North. And Daniel enlists in the Confederate Army, actually serving under his cousin, John Woodside. And we'll talk a little bit more about John Woodside. So Daniel, you know, did well in terms of the Army in the sense that he was appointed a wagon master, and then he became a sergeant and then a regimental sergeant. So some good, you know, leadership qualities. This unit he was in fought at the Battle of Shiloh, and then they ended up being in the long-drawn-out Confederate Army of Tennessee's campaign in Atlanta against Sherman and so forth. So then we get into a little bit of the family legend, but supposedly he was captured at Dover, Kentucky, by the Federals, which was a sort of fortified area there, and they escaped, him and some friends, by swimming the Cumberland River. And if you've ever been to Nashville, the Cumberland River flows through it. It's a big river. It's not by any means, it's not Rowlett Creek. He was a strong swimmer, so he got across it, but he got to a sandbar, and he looked back, and his friend was struggling, and so he began to curse at him to swim, and the friend made it to the sandbar. So once again, never give up, because he could have easily done that in the river there. So Daniel hit out in Weakley County, Tennessee, which is where Dover is, and then Foley worked his way back to where they were from in Missouri. So this is up the Mississippi River and across Missouri, and he gets there, and he can't find his wife, Margaret, and his son, Billy. And the neighbors say, yeah, the federal soldiers killed them. And in that part of Missouri, neighbors were killing neighbors. It wasn't just soldiers killing soldiers. And soldiers were also killing civilians. The South, you know, was greatly destroyed at that point in time. So Daniel's pretty much destroyed. His family's gone. They were wiped out by the federal soldiers. So he figures, okay, well, I'll head back down to Tennessee where I last was and met some people. Well, it turned out what had happened is, yes, Margaret had died. His wife had passed away. But he was taken in, Billy was taken in by some neighbors named Muse, and the Muse family had heard that Daniel had died in the war, which, of course, wasn't true either. And that was really because there was a rumor about John Woodside and his platoon being killed, but it didn't happen to Daniel, didn't happen to John Woodside. So anyways, it was years before Billy found out somehow that Daniel was still alive, or that Daniel found out Billy was still alive. In the 1870 census, so 5 years after the Civil War ended, Billy was still living with the Bruce family now up by St. Louis in Jefferson, Missouri. So it was a long time before he found out they were living across the state from each other. So Daniel, in the meantime, had married into a family in Weekly, Tennessee, and married in. And it's a long ways from Jefferson, Missouri to Weekly, Tennessee, if you look at it on the map. But they kept working at it, and Billy showed up at Weekly, Tennessee, where they lived, and said, hey, I think I'm your son. Well, you know, it's not like he had DNA tests back then, you know, to check for paternity or anything. So Daniel says, well, you know, maybe if you're my son, you know, maybe you've got some of the same genes that I do. Probably didn't use the word genes back then, but has some of the same skills. And Daniel was a crack shot. He could actually shoot a hog across a river. So he gave a rifle to Billy and said, well, I'm a crack shot, so you should be skilled at shooting also. Well, it turns out that Billy did not inherit crack shot, just like we don't all inherit all the good things that both our parents can do. So that created a little bit of doubt, but then there was a test for Daniel because Billy was hanging out in front of a school at a gate, and there was the normal teenage fight between some boys over a girl, and somebody drew on him, and Billy drew, and even though he didn't have skills, apparently shot the guy, and so Billy had to split, so his dad gave him a mare, and he headed out to Indian Territory, so he stood up for his son in a critical moment. So that's sort of the legend of our Billy the Kid Rowlett, how he met up with his dad.
Wow, that's amazing. Dan, that is really interesting. Any time they could have given up, at any time, you know, that you wouldn't have had the story, which is really so compelling.
It is, and it got passed down in the family so that I was able to record it when I did the Rowlett family history. So those legends are things that, you know, are so precious in families, and you don't want to lose them. So we've captured that one so that you could all hear it today.
Well, I like this story. I love last week's story, too, with being able to reconnect folks with, you know, with the living, with the people that are still living, and reconnect that. That's powerful, too. Obviously, back in the day, we didn't have DNA, but both powerful stories, Dan, both powerful stories.
Yeah, I enjoy them both, too, and it's actually one of the best things I get to do is help people find their family, find out who came before them, find out those cool stories, validate them.
Well, it's amazing. And, Dan, I can't wait to see you next week on the show. I'm sure you got something up your sleeve for next week, but it's going to be a lot of fun as well. So Dan will be back here, and I look forward to seeing you in studio next week.
I plan to be there.
Awesome, Dan. Thank you so much. Dan Nelson, our resident historian and genealogist, really helps us to learn about our history, learn about where we came from, learn about these amazing stories that make history so interesting. I love history. That was one of my favorite subjects in school was history, to be quite honest with you. I was great at history. I got A's in history. I was in honors history, actually, even advanced placement history. But we'll talk about that later on. When we return, Dr. Manna will be returning with us. We got a lot more to talk about, nuggets of wisdom. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What a great show today. Dan Nelson was here, our genealogist, our resident historian, Dr. Anthony Manna, who just wrote Lucas and the Game of Chance, which is such a great book. You know, Anthony, you know, I've loved having you on the show. And one thing that I'd have to ask you, because I think that this tale and this story and all your work, and one of the things that you said to me the other day on the phone is you said it's a great privilege and a great responsibility to write books for children. And I think that that resonated at my highest frequency. And coming from your perspective of telling these tales, of connecting, you know, with children and young adults and adults and really helping them, what are some nuggets of wisdom at this time and place that we are right now, in this time and place that we need courage, in this time and place where we need motivation? What are some nuggets of wisdom that you want to share with our listeners here on Live Your True Life Perspectives?
Well, I think that for me, as I was saying before, I think the first thing is we need to talk to kids, you know, and teens too. I mean, I think we have to sit down and talk about what is going on, and what the fears are, you know, what the hope is, you know, and just the idea that in the region of the world that I live in, kids are going back to school, and parents are very, very worried. Some parents that I've talked to are extremely worried, and people in my own family, my nephews and nieces who now have their children, and they're calling me and they're asking me for advice, and they're saying, I think the only thing I can say is get some books, you know, get some good stories about people who survive, you know, and survive the difficulties that they have to, that they face, that they're forced to face. And then, as I mentioned before, you know, if you go to Amazon.com and you look up children and COVID-19, teens, tweens, COVID-19, it's a wealth of possibility there. And then also, I think because I was so involved in a writing, when I was still at university, I was involved in a national writing project where we brought teachers in and we brought kids in at times to discover what it is about writing that we can find out about ourselves and others, you know. And I think that I mentioned Karen Banky's books, which, you know, I think I would recommend highly, which are Rip the Page, Adventures in Creative Writing, and also for older kids, Leap Right In, Adventures in Creative Writing, because she opens up a door and says, here's something I'm going to ask you to do. And I think that becomes a writing prompt. And I think it creates a great deal of, confidence that we can work through this together. I would love to see parents and kids, as teachers do, writing together, working together to iron out, to figure out what we might be doing and how we're going to survive.
It's so powerful. You know, Dr. Manna, you can find Anthony's work. Just go to www.anthonymanna, M-A-N-N-A books, Anthony Manna, M-A-N-N-A books.com. And you can also find where to find the book, his latest book, which we've been talking about, Lucas and the Game of Chance. You know, I find that real quick, you know, I think that right now more than ever we have to have courage. And the only way that kids are going to see courage is if parents demonstrate that courage. Even if you have to fake it to make it, it's time to do that. It's time to jump in there and say, okay, I know I can do this. I know I've had courage to overcome adversity in my past. I've had direct adversity. I have experienced direct adversity in my past, a lot of it, and I understand. And so it's like taking from that and thinking about some of the most powerful things that you've experienced. One of the things that I really love real quick is Harry Potter, when they ask him to think about one of the most powerful, positive emotional things that he can think of in order to deal with some of the negativities that he's dealing with. So come up with a thought, an image of you being powerful in real life, and use that when you feel that you're overwhelmed with adversity, and help that to make you more courageous with yourself and to expose that to your children. Dr. Anthony, thank you so much for coming on live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. You are a wealth of knowledge and definitely want to have you back on the show.
Oh, well, Ashley, thank you so much. I love your show. I wish everyone the best of health and safety. And thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much. And you got to pick up your book. Everybody's got to get this book, Lucas and the Game of Chance. You got to get it for your kids. It's a great book right now during this time, especially during COVID, overcoming COVID, going through this. It's a great book to allow them to also kind of escape a little bit in a positive, beautiful way that's not really escaping. It's actually jumping in head first to what, you know, life is all about, and that's what's so powerful. So just remember that no matter how scared you are, be courageous. You can do this. You can overcome this. We've done it before. We'll do it again. We'll be back next week. Be back next week with a great show. And you know that. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burtis, will be back. And, well, you know what? Wait a second. I'll be back this time in 3 shades.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.